Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The first Europeans arrived in the Northwoods when Samuel de Champlain, the governor of New France, sent Étienne Brûlé in 1622 and Jean Nicolet in 1634 to explore the shores of Lake Superior and Michigan. These first explorers did not establish any forts, but they did return evidence of bountiful furs to New France. 20 years after Nicolet's visit, the first fur traders arrived, and the first French fort was built near present-day Ashland sometime around 1660. Other forts were established along the shores of Lakes Michigan and Superior, but it is important to remember that these were not forts of military occupation. The French never occupied Wisconsin, and the forts were little more than trading outposts to aid in directing valuable furs back to New France. When the Seven Years' War ended in 1763, all of France's territorial claims in North America passed over to the British. European fur traders in Wisconsin now started delivering their pelts to the Hudson Bay Company, but beyond that, little changed in the Northwoods. The British government had its hands full with the revolutionary-minded colonists in the East and never even considered sending an occupying force to Wisconsin. The same was true after the American Revolution ended in 1783. The new American government was more concerned with settlers moving over the Appalachian Mountains and organizing new territories along the Ohio River Valley than it was with the distant North Woods. In fact, even as American fur trappers began to arrive, British fur traders continued to maintain a presence and relationship with the area's First Nations. The War of 1812 changed all of that. Indigenous peoples from the Ohio River Valley were upset at the aggressiveness of the new United States in taking land, and consequently many rallied behind the Shawnee leader Tecumseh and joined with the British in the war against the Americans. In Wisconsin, the Ho-Chunk, Menominee, and Potawatomi joined Tecumseh's cause. The Ojibwa did side with the British, but largely stayed out of the fighting. Nevertheless, the Americans responded in 1814 by sending William Clark and a regiment of 60 U.S. soldiers to Wisconsin. They built Fort Shelby at Prairie du Chien, and in August they battled a British force of 150 soldiers and 400 indigenous warriors in the only conflict to take place in the state. The British took the fort on August 20 and renamed it Fort McKay, but had to give it up in December after they formally lost the war. After the war ended, the U.S. government wanted to force the British to respect American jurisdiction in Wisconsin, so in the first real initiative of the U.S. government in the region, three military outposts were constructed: Fort Howard at Green Bay, Fort Winnebago at Portage, and Fort Crawford at Prairie du Chien. It was from these outposts that treaties with Northwoods tribes ceding timber and mineral rights were negotiated in the 1830s and 1840s. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.